So we've discussed the challenges, but what might be some of the solutions that you can use? One of the articles provided by Adler is very handy and a very practical article that I think will be helpful for those of you who end up supporting HIT adoption efforts in provider offices and small clinics. However, if you look at these three T solutions of team, tactics, and technology, you'll see represented on the slide here. I know it's very small, so don't get to make yourself blind over this. It is in the reading. Actually, many of these three T solutions are going to fit almost any setting. So I really didn't see any of the solutions offered on the slide that would not work in a large urban setting versus a small safety net clinic or a three-member practice office. So for instance, like in that last row there, the technology, have a disaster recovery plan and test it. Well, that's important for all of us. And I think about those of you that are watching these slides on that laptop or desktop that probably you haven't backed up in a long time, okay? Everybody needs a disaster recovery plan. It doesn't matter whether you're in a small unit or a giant one. I had a professor once who said there were two kinds of people in the world, those that lost data and those that are going to lose data. So remember that. Look in the middle column, plan, 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 and train, train, train. And whatever you do, don't go live on a Monday. Seems fitting to me almost no matter where you go. In column one, there's establish realistic expectations. So this is huge. If people think that the EHR is going to solve all of their problems, then they're in for a big letdown. You really have to temper your users' expectations. So I also really like that last one in column one too. It says, don't try and implement an EHR in a dysfunctional organization. Well, I don't know about you, but almost every organization I've ever worked at has been a bit dysfunctional. So I think you really need to be reasonable when you try to heed this bit of advice from Dr. Adler. But I really think you should save these three T's because they are very, very good advice for some solutions and strategies for dealing with difficulties of implementation and adoption.